One point jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has emphasized in his series on jazz mavericks is that innovators don't deny the jazz tradition, but build on what came before them. The so-called avant-garde itself has had a profound influence on jazz and other music at home and abroad. By way of illustration, Kevin concludes his Avant-Garde Made Easy series with a profile of Dutch pianist and jazz and classical composer Misha Mengelberg. He frequently works with American improvisers, but Mengelberg's main vehicle is the nine-piece group known as ICP, the Instant Composers Pool Orchestra.
Misha Mengelberg began improvising and composing when he was very young. From the first, he had a gift for melody. The records he liked best were by Stravinsky and Ellington. You could dance to them. Stravinsky gave him an ear for funny-sounding chords, so when he heard Thelonious Monk in the early 50s, he got the point right away, especially how much fun you could have disguising very smart music as amateurish bumbling. You can hear Monk's influence on Mengelberg's first LP, Eric Dolphy's Last Date from 1964. That's from Misha Mengelberg's Hippocrismatry Fuzz. By then, he'd graduated from the Hague Conservatory and was composing for classical musicians and for jazz groups, but in very different styles. Then free jazz hit Europe and opened up a new world of possibility. Pianist Cecil Taylor's high energy and noisy harmony helped Mengelberg reconcile his abstract composing and boisterous jazz. But Misha's version was more playful. Misha Mengelberg with drummer Han Benink and German saxophonist Peter Brotzmann. All three were key players on the European free scene that emerged in the wake of the American one. Albert Eiler's composing was another catalyst. If a black saxophonist from Cleveland could write himself what sounded like Bavarian folk tunes, Europeans could also try on more continental material. They remade free jazz in their own image. Bars on tenor sax. Some commentators say European improvised music rejected jazz, but jazz's way of transforming American vernaculars from ragtime to show tunes was a guide to how the Euros might proceed. And Mengelberg, for one, has often revisited the music of old idols Ellington and Monk. The strings and jazz horns in Mengelberg's pocket orchestra, ICP, represent the composer's two musical worlds. He's also a great chess player who sees music as a game, the way improvising jazz licks to fit over chord changes is a game. In the 1960s, Mengelberg, like other classical composers, wrote game pieces, Instead of a score, musicians were given instructions how to react to or even challenge what someone else played. Later, Misha started using games and other compositional procedures in ICP, helping improvisers think like instant composers. He conducted improvising, as Sun Ra and others had, and showed his musicians how to stretch forms in various ways, or destroy them from within using what he calls viruses, or improvise their way up to a theme, not just away from it. Mengelberg's improvising informs his composing, too. A lot of catchy ICP tunes started out as melodies he invented on a gig. One fruitful source of material, a sort of musical chess game, is Mengelberg's duo with his alter ego, Han Benink, where each tries to subvert the other. That sort of willful intransigence carries over into Mengelberg's classical composing. An episode in his orchestra suite, Underway, conjures up Benink's stubborn percussion and Misha's anti-virtuoso one-finger piano. Improvisation was almost extinct in Western art music before jazz brought it back. Misha Mengelberg's work reminds us that the improvisational impulse jazz unleashed takes many forms, some far from obvious. His stuff offers yet more evidence that African-American music changed nearly everyone's sound in the 20th century. Think of it. Even Dutch composers play the blues.
Kevin Whitehead's Avant-Garde Made Easy series can be found on the Fresh Air website.